WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello to everyone on this beautiful November day. I'm so excited to be back with Trevor Neal from the Newport Music Festival, who will be joining me week after week to bring you exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so thrilled to be back with you and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone at home is just as excited as we are to get started today, but first, as always, let's thank our sponsors.
I could never forget to thank the people who make this possible. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
Now that we have thanked our generous sponsors, Trevor, what exciting musical journey do you have for us today?
Jamie, today I wanted to explore some of the famous opera arias and ensembles suitable for any young or beginner opera fan.
I love opera. My favorite is Phantom of the Opera.
Well, Phantom of the Opera has the word opera in the title, but it's actually a Broadway musical. We will get into musicals in another show, but for today's purposes, we will explore some of the classical music's most prolific composers.
So, who will we start with?
I'll start with one of my favorite operas in the commedia category. As with much of Western culture, it started with the Greeks, comic drama, commedia. But alas, only fragments of the Greek comedy survive. We know, however, that the Romans developed the form into a significant art form, and the comic drama they invented has served ever since as an inspiration, a fodder for comedy, even up until our times.
Huh, very interesting. I love comedy.
Well, I hope you love the two pieces I have lined up first. From Rossini's Il Barbiere di Siviglia, or The Barber of Seville, knowing the Count only as Lindoro, Rosina writes to him. As she's leaving the room, Bartolo and Basilio enter. Bartolo is suspicious of the Count, and Basilio advises that he put out the way by creating false rumors about him. Here enters his aria La Calunnia. Next, I'll play A Qual Colpo Inaspettato. This duet between Rosina and the Count, with interjections from Figaro, tells the couple's love for each other as they prepare to wed. Enjoy!
Don Basilio, giungete a tempo, e io voglio per forza o per amore dentro domani sposare la mia Rosina. Avete inteso? Che voi dite benissimo. E appunto io qui veniva ad avvisarvi, ma segretezza è giunto da Madrid il conte Dama Viva.
Chi?
L'incognito amante della Rosina.
Appunto quello.
Oh, diavolo, a cui ci vuol rimedio.
Certo, ma alla sordina
sarebbe a dir
così. Con buona grazia bisogna principiare a inventar qualche favola
che al pubblico lo metta in mala vista, che comparir lo faccia un uomo in
un'anima perduta.
Io mi servirò. Fra quattro giorni, credete a me, Basilio, ve lo giuro, noi lo faremo sloggiar da queste mura. E voi credete?
Oh, certo,
il mio sistema è non sbaglia.
E vorreste?
Ma una calunnia!
Ma dunque, la calunnia cos'è? Voi non sapete,
no? Davvero?
No?
Uditemi
e tacete!
Ma
incomincia, incomincia sussurrare. Piano, piano, terra, terra, sotto voce, sibilando. La scorrendo, va ronzando, la ronzando, nell'orecchio della gente, si produce estramente, e le teste di cervelli, fa stordire, fa gonfiare. Alla bocca fuori uscendo, lo schiamazzo va crescendo, prende forza poco, vola già di loco in loco, sembra il polvere che presta, che sembra la foresta, ma ti scordo pronto largo, e ti fa il dolor che l'ho, alla fintra rocca, scoppia, cinta, vaga, cinta, rocca, e la luce l'esplosione. Come un colpo di cannone, un tremolo generale che parlare di popolare. Meschino calunniato, avvilito calpestato, sotto il pubblico vangelo del gran sorte, ma che par? Meschino calunniato, avvilito, calpestato, sotto il pubblico, ma che bello che è la sorte, ma che è par? Sotto il pubblico facendo per gran sorte, ma che è par? Sotto il pubblico facendo per gran sorte, ma che è par?
Ah!
senza fiato, senza fiato. Ora muoio dal contento, dal contento. Guarda, 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 guarda mio talento. Guarda, guarda mio talento, che bel colpo, che bel colpo seppe far.
Wow, Trevor, those are great. I've heard the aria everyone knows that repeats, Figaro, Figaro.
Yep, that's the one. I'm glad I was able to help you explore a bit more of the opera. Our next piece comes from an opera that has now become a favorite during the holiday season. At this point in Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, the Sandman sings Hansel and Gretel to sleep and sprinkles sand in their eyes. This is the Sandman's aria from Hansel and Gretel.
Ich kann ihn nicht lieben.
Wow, that was beautiful. Do you think some of that sand got in my eyes? Because now I'm pretty tired.
Well, get some pep in your step, Jamie, because our next piece is from the opera master himself, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. From his opera Le Nozze di Figaro, in this ensemble piece, the Count, unable to find Susanna, enters frustrated. Figaro gets his attention by loudly declaring his love for the Countess, who's really Susanna. The enraged Count calls for his people and for weapons. His servant is seducing his wife. Bartolo, Basilio, and Antonio enter with torches as, one by one, the Count drags out Carabino, Barbarina, Marcellina, and the Countess from behind the pavilion. All beg him to forgive Figaro and the Countess, but he loudly refuses, repeating, "No!" at the top of his voice until finally the real Countess re-enters and reveals her true identity. The Count, seeing the ring he had given her, realizes that the supposed Susanna he was trying to seduce was actually his wife. Ashamed and remorseful, he kneels and pleads for forgiveness. The Countess, more kind than he, forgives her husband, and all are contented. This is the Act 4 finale of Le Nozze di Figaro by Mozart.
Tesoro, io conobbi la voce che adoro, e che impresso mi osservo nel cor.
La mia voce,
la voce che adoro, pace, pace, mio dolce tesoro, pace, pace, mio tenero amor, pace, pace, mio tenero.
E girai tutto il bosco.
Questo il conte alla voce il conosco.
Ehi, Susanna, sei sorda, sei muta.
Bella, bella, non l'ha conosciuta.
Chi?
Madama.
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 La tua media è dal mio termine.
Consoliamo il bizzarro amator, consoliamo il bizzarro amator, consoliamo il bizzarro amator.
Sì, madama, voi siete il bendito.
Oh.
That excerpt had everything we needed. Accusation, the reveal, apologies, forgiveness, and love.
Well, now it's time for the party to start. And what better way than Strauss's Die Fledermaus, or The Bat? We will start with Mein Herr Marquis, also known as the Laughing Aria. Einstein is introduced to Adele, but is confused as to who she really is because of her striking resemblance to his maid. The champagne song ensues at the end of the act as the party that precedes comes to a close. This is Adele's Laughing Aria and the champagne song from Die Fledermaus.
Mein Herr Marquis, ein Mann wie Sie, sollt besser das verstehen. Darum rate ich, ja genauer sich, die Leute anzusehen. Die Hand ist doch wohl gar zu fein, ja, das Füßchen so zierlich und klein, ja. Die Sprache, die ich fühle, die Teile, die du lehre. Dergleichen finden sie bei einer Zofe nie. Dergleichen finden sie bei einer Zofe nie. Gestehen müssen sie für wahr, sehr komisch,
Stoß an!
Wow, that is a ruckus of exciting music indeed.
Well, our next piece gets a little more humorously dark with Leon Cavello's Pagliacci. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Commedia troupe enters the village to the cheering of the villagers. Canio describes the night's performance, The Troubles of Pagliaccio. He says the play will begin at 23 ore, which is 3 o'clock, an agricultural method of timekeeping that means the play will begin an hour before sunset. As Nedda steps down from the cart, Tonio offers his hand, but Canio pushes him aside and helps her down himself. The villagers suggest drinking at the tavern. Canio and Beppe accept, but Tonio stays behind. The villagers tease Canio that Tonio is planning an affair with Nedda. Canio warns everyone that while he may act foolish in the play, in real life, he will not tolerate other men asking advances of Nedda. Shocked, a villager asks if Canio really suspects her. He says no and sweetly kisses her on the forehead. As the church bells ring vespers, he and Beppe leave for the tavern, leaving Nedda alone. This is Un Gran Spettacolo from Pagliacci.
Un grande spettacolo, 23 ore. Prepara il vostro umile buon servito. Vedrete le smanie del bravo pagliaccio e come si vendica il bel pagliaccio. Vedrete di fogno tremare a carcassa e vuole matassa di trigordio. Signore, a 23 ore, a 23 ore.
A 23 ore.
su pagliaccio sorprende la sua sposa col percolante in camera fantomica servone poi si calma od arrendesi ai colpi di bastone ed il pubblico applaude ridendo allegramente ma sedetta sul serio sorprendersi
These are all spectacular examples of must-hear operas.
Well, I have one more in store for you, and this one is a treat. In my quest for operas that everyone should know, the zarzuela is always left behind. Zarzuela is a Spanish lyric drama genre that alternates between spoken and sung scenes, the latter incorporating operatic and popular songs, as well as dance. Luisa Fernanda by Federico Moreno Torba is one of the more famous zarzuelas. Mariana and Rosita have been persuaded by Carolina to organize a charity collection outside of the Oratory of San Antonio, next to a drink stall run by the taverner Bisco Porras. Street vendors and musicians mingle with the crowd, and young men chat with a group of ladies carrying parasols. These sombreros are visiting the oratory to ask St. Anthony to send them lovers, and Javier and Carolina join them in the famous Mazurca de las Sombrillas.
Thank you. canta el amor.
A la sombra de una sombrilla son ideales los madrigales. Oh, de mi
That's fascinating. My first zarzuela. Thanks for this, Trevor.
Thank you, Jamie. And a big thank you again to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters for your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.